ことがあります。私は操り人形が嫌いです。ドキがします。
From the hickory smoked heartland, double the mass and half the taste, the skinny white boy, Cast Pod.
We're live and it is July 25th, 2005. You're indeed listening to Skinny White Boy. This is the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod number 9. Oh my god, time flies. Woo! I have to say, before I begin, happy belated birthday to my two sisters. They're twins, Lydia and Marlene. I tried to reach you guys over the weekend. I really, really did not forget you. I just couldn't get a hold of you. So, happy belated birthday to you. Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot. I said it, so that ends that. Thank you very much. Lots of PodSafe audio. We got a lot to talk about. But right now, as usual, some music. She's telling lies. This is American Heartbreak.
SWB. We'll be right back.
catchy rock and roll tune. Hey, She's Telling Lies, American Heartbreak. And if that band name sounds familiar to you, it should, because it is the band from it is Michael Butler's band. And Michael Butler, he's the bass player for this band, but he's also the host for the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Find it at rockandrollgeek.com. And now they even have a pot save version of that show, which is on rockandrollgeek.org. So that's where you probably heard that name before. She's Telling Lies, American Heartbreak. And now it's time for this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
You've got new mail, and it's spam.
You've got new mail, and it's spam. Hey, I've always been saying, like, come on, write me, get to the website, call my phone number, and shoot me an email, whatever. And then I, of course, always forget to read the listener comments. So here, the unabridged version of all the comments you guys ever, ever, luckily that's not very long, left on the website. A comment on the number one show we did. Akita Mata, a good friend of mine, says, "Podcasters, beware. Skinny White Boy is on the air." And of course, that eventually led, if I can find the button, yes, to this.
Beware. Skinny on the air.
Also in number one, Alex said, "Consider yourself subscribed." Well, thank you, Alex. A comment on number two, Duke Slurry from theslurrysource.com said, "Love the show. I watch Letterman every once in a while through latebyte.nl, and it's great to catch these U.S. late night shows again." And then he says, "Gotta love Wanda. Woo!" Well, okay, if you say so. In number three, Marco, after first having this translated by Babelfish into numerous different languages, none of which I speak, said, "Great. The music was very good. It sounded excellent on my small speakers, even when I had to turn them down for my narrow-minded colleagues," which, he then adds, "in case they read this, I don't have, since when they read this, they must not be." Alex comments that because he did post, like, you know, the message in several different languages, Marco did. Then Alex said, "Back in the old days of podcasting, somewhere in Q1 2005, wait a minute, the first quarter of 2005 is the old days of podcasting? Okay. Well, anyway, somewhere in Q1 2005, the Daily Source Code contains some trivia in which lyrics were translated from English to a couple of other languages back into English, leaving the listener guessing for the original song. He then asks, was Marco behind those segments? Andromeda, whose song I played in number two, commented on number three and said, I like this one too, especially the historical audio. You keep it up, Skinny White Boy, waiting for the next one. Well, there have been many, many more. Number four, which was the show where I played Mitch Mitchell's Tourette Syndrome. Marco says, what's so beep, beep, beeping funny about beeping Tourette? I beeping can't even write one beeping sentence. He then adds, but seriously, love this international edition. Gigs in London to go to and a German number game to listen to on the radio. And if you think that's scary and absurd, it's probably one of the more normal things done with your tax money and other sources too scary to mention. He, of course, was talking about the international spies reading off streams of numbers on the shortwave radio. Ann Davis, whose song I played in that show, says, just wanted to again so thank you for sharing my songs with your listeners. I've already had a few folks come by to visit that were sent to my website from your podcast site here. I sure appreciate it. Well, Ann, you're very, very welcome. And this just goes to show that if you tie podcasting to independent music, you got a winner-winner formula. Mitch Mitchell, again from the Tourette Syndrome song, said, hey, thanks for playing my song. Let me know when your next cast is, and I'll check it out. I'll also put a link to your site in my blog, which he did, so thank you very much, Mitch. Good luck with the next show. Anytime you want to play any of my songs, go for it. Thanks again, Mitch. Then I posted something which wasn't even a podcast or a cast pod, as I like to say, but Marco figured he had to reply anyway, and he said, and an iRiver is just too handy to have around. You can put anything on it, like a whole operating system or pictures, and you can also record on it. It's like a Swiss Army knife, but then has nothing to do with the Swiss, an army, or a knife. And of course, it just looks cool and has a great name. I mean, who doesn't like to just casually mention their iRiver? Like, in, sure, I just had an iRiver installed in my car. Or like, I took my iRiver to the movie. Or like, can I iRiver you? Or like, I sleep with... Marco, you sleep with your iRiver. I don't even want to know. Or like, I had an iRiver for breakfast. Or did I just drop coffee in my iRiver? The comments are number 5 podcast. Paul says, really enjoyed the show. You also played my favorite Dynamos track. That was the first track I'd ever heard from them just over 2 or maybe even 3 years ago now when I was holidaying in, of all places, the tip of Africa in the Canary Isles. How odd that they're local to me, less than an hour away. And he, of course, is mentioning that because he lives less than an hour away from the band of Dynamos Rhythm Aces, who I play quite often. And he heard them first somewhere close to Africa. Marco gives us a live report of his listening experience. He says, sirens are going off, swinging on your dancing tunes. Woohoo! Tornado alarm. Wee! Call me a dancing fool. Dancing in the basement. Wind blowing in my ears. In my ears, in my hair, sand blowing in my eyes, and branches hitting the back of my head. Wicked, what an experience. So I said, hey, yeah, I was in the basement too, because I know what tornado warning he was talking about. And I said I was there with my iRiver because it was the only portable radio that I had. So Marco then replied, it does go to show that an iRiver is an incredibly handy device, kind of like an electronic thumb for intergalactic hitchhiking. It is the modern equivalent of a beach towel. And if you did not understand that remark, then I urge you to go see The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which probably by now is out on DVD. Comments for number 7. Podcast Paul Nichols from the UK says, great show, loved it. And then a new listener, David Fisher says, nice show, I do like the American accent. Wouldn't have known you were Dutch if the E-Cast, another podcast that featured... I can't talk today anymore either. Featured yours truly. He says, wouldn't have known that you were Dutch if the E-Cast hadn't told me. Keep on going. And then there's Gary, band member for Juliet's Ghost. By the way, this was the show where I played all the Dutch music from Skipper Bootleg. Says, cool to hear our song on the cast. Nice show. Keep it up. Then, prior to this one, I did the interview with Podcast Paul about PodcastCon UK, and completely unrelated to that, Justin O'Neill from PodsaveAudio.com chimes in and says, hey man, I wanted to thank you for promoting the independent artists at PodsaveAudio.com. Well, you're welcome. I want to add your show notes feed to a new site I'm working on, PodcastShowNotes.com. It displays show notes, RSS feeds, so musicians can search and see who is playing their music and podcasters can see who is talking about them and playing their promos. Well, I think that's a great idea. So, I mean, if you want to add me, Justin, thank you very much. Go right ahead. Would love it. Podcast Paul then says, hey, thanks for the mention of Podcast Con. Well, it wasn't just a mention. It was an entire 10-minute interview with Mr. Paul Nichols from the UK. He says, really kind of you, mate. I'll be reciprocating soon. And I know that some of you now have to pull out Webster's unabridged version to check out what that means. It doesn't matter. He'll be reciprocating soon. Nice, nice wordage there, Paul. Then again, David Fisher, he says, I love the English. Wait a minute, didn't you just say 2 episodes ago that you love the American accent? Make up your mind, man. Or do you just have a thing for male podcast celebrities? No, just kidding. David Fisher, whatever. Stay subscribed. Love to have you as a listener. And that concludes the listener comments. If you want to leave a comment, 206-3500-SWB. That's 206-3500-792. Or leave an email at castpod@gmail.com. That's cast with a K, pod with a D, @gmail.com. Or just go to the website, skinnywideboy.castpod.org. That's skinnywideboy.castwithak.pod.org. And to finish off these listener comments, I have a tune that's kind of appropriate. It's by Derek Sivers. I'll tell you a little bit more about the man after the song, but this is his song, Answering Machine.
Sister.
Hey, listen, dude, this is Ben.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, Derek.
We're in the South.
If you were wondering where you heard that name before, Derek Sivers, he is the inventor or the creator, I guess, for, he's the creator of CDBaby.com, you know, that online independent music retail store. And these guys are doing, you know, millions of dollars worth of sales. Once this is turning out to be like the celebrity cast pod. I mean, we had Michael Butler. But, oh, by the way, I was kind of surprised to hear that song of American Heartbreak. I hadn't listened to American Heartbreak before, but I know Michael Butler not just from the Rock and Roll Geek Show, but also from his stint with Exodus, which is quite a different band, to say the least. But anyway, that song, Answering Machine, you just heard, Derek Sivers, the inventor of CDBaby.com. Like I said, they're doing millions and millions of dollars worth of sales for independent artists without a record contract. And again, just goes to prove, independent music, podcasting, it all works. It's all good. Actually, it's not just good, it's excellent.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mess and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod.
I like to go to a place where the odds are even up. My favorite health club is the International House of Pancakes. Because no matter what you weigh, there will always be someone there who weighs 150 pounds more than you will ever weigh. It's guaranteed, it's on the back of the menu, read it sometime. They don't give you a cup of coffee, they give you a hodl of coffee. It's coffee for 15 people. Even if you're alone, they bring you a big jug of coffee, which makes me feel good because I think maybe somebody's coming and I don't know who. So I put in the milk and the sugar and I drink the whole thing and then I go, bring me some goddamn pancakes! Son of a bitch, that's too much coffee. What's the matter with you people? And you need a lot of pancakes because I got 6 syrups on the table. I got to use every one of them.
That was a little bit of Lewis Black. Great comedian. You got to go check him out if you have the chance. But I'm playing that because I was in Branson, Missouri this weekend. Branson, Missouri, if you're not familiar with it, it's kind of like the Las Vegas of the Midwest, but only because it's the Midwest and, you know, this is the Bible Belt that has to be family friendly. They took away the casinos. So it's like Las Vegas without the casino. So all that's left there to do is shop, eat, and go to variety shows, which I did, and I saw a couple of good ones, and it's not all bad, but it's kind of different. And why I played this little piece about the IHOP is because, like I said, you can only shop, eat, and go to shows there. So we ate a lot. And the first restaurant I went to, because we came in kind of late, was the restaurant in the absolutely luxurious 5-star hotel we were staying in. Great, great restaurant, but the service there is ridiculous. I mean, they completely overdo it. Think about this. You know, you're ordering a hamburger and you're paying $20 for one because that's just the kind of restaurant and the kind of hotel it is. And every 2 friggin' minutes, somebody, you know, the waitress comes up to you and goes like, "Is everything okay? Is there anything I can get for you? Would you like another beer?" And you answered no to all these questions. And then she goes like, "Well, if there's anything at all I can do for you, please do not hesitate. I'm here for you. So enjoy your meal." And it's like, you know, and this happens every 2 damn minutes. And finally, when she said, "Is there anything else I can do for you?" I said, "Yeah, just leave me alone so I can eat. I mean, I'm spending $20 on a hamburger and fries here. You know, I would like to finish it before my food gets cold, so stop interrupting me." The other, you know, then I went to the next restaurant, which I think was like the Lone Star Grill or something, which is a chain, and you think, okay, cool. You know, we came there after a show. There was absolutely nobody there because, you know, it was late. They weren't closed yet. The kitchen wasn't quite closed yet, but it was late. I mean, there were like a bazillion waitresses and waiters running around, and they did the exact opposite. What they did was they finally asked me if I wanted another beer when I was about ready for the check. So I won't be going back there either. But the fun thing is, And I mean, if you're not from the United States, and you might not, then you might not be familiar with the IHOP, the International House of Pancakes. It's kind of like, you know, it's your cheapo restaurant. It's almost fast food, but not quite. In the their decorating strategy seems to be for mica. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's like, you can all wipe it off really easily. Looks like shit. Did I say shit? Sorry. Doesn't look like anything. It's just horrible, horrible decorations. But oddly enough, I had the best burger there I had in a year. And the service was spot on. Who keeps IMing me? Get lost. I'm in the middle of a show. Thank you. The service was spot on. They didn't, you know, get to my table too often. They didn't seem to forget about me. Whenever I needed something, they seemed to be there. And, like, me and the missus, we had, like, we stuffed our guts for $15. That was it. And had the best service there. So I thought that was just kind of interesting. Maybe it isn't. But, no, I had a great weekend there, except for, one more restaurant. Don't ever go there. Looks cool. It's called the Uptown Cafe in Branson, Missouri. It's sort of off the strip there. It's sort of out of the, you know, the main street where everything else is. You know, they got this 50s decor going on. It looks really nice. And we sat down there. Of course, it was 110 out, so it was kind of hot. But, it just felt like the air conditioner broke. I mean, it wasn't much cooler inside than it was outside. They slapped the menus down, and then, here's the kicker, they forgot about us. It's like, we sat there for like 15 minutes and then decided to walk out, and this was after, by the way, we saw a 60-year-old woman walking around in a poodle skirt. Now, if you don't know what a poodle skirt is, it's kind of a petticoated pink dealy whopper that just looks ridiculous on anybody that's over 10 years old. So, you know, we were like, what the heck is that? I mean, this must have been embarrassing to this poor lady. I mean, they could have, you know, if they wanted to make it look 50s, they could have, I guess, just, you know, gave her a pair of slacks and a bowling shirt. That looks 50s enough for anybody, right? No, they had to put her in a pink poodle skirt. It was horrible. It was really just insanity. We walked out of there and had lunch at some other little hole-in-the-wall place. It was absolutely great food. I'm not going to talk about their service because, you know, that was, it was, you know, sufficient. And it was, you know, one of those down-home cooking restaurants. I mean, so what do you expect, right? I mean, you're more there for the size of the place of food than for anything else. But it was good food. And it's actually, no, I'm not going to mention it. Screw it. I mean, I already plugged enough restaurants that are over there and, you know, I need their sponsorship, not the other way around. So on with some music. What do you think about that? This is Drayton Michaels, and that song is actually called What You Think of That.
Oh,
Drayton Michaels, what you think of that, and I know what you're thinking of that. How can this be, you know, Drayton is a guy's name, and I'm for sure hearing a female singing that song. Well, that's actually what I thought when I first, I was like, wait a minute, Drayton, that's a guy. And I'm hearing a girl, but when you go check it out at DraytonMichaels.com, by the way, I'll spell Drayton for you, D-R-A-Y-T-O-N, I'm sure you know how to spell Michaels.com, read the story about how this record came about. He's using a lot of different musicians, a lot of studio and session musicians. Go check out the rest of the songs, really good. I thought it was really good, and you know, I only play songs on this show that I think are worthy of my being on my iRiver, and hey, lo and behold, it's also PodSafe, so cool, huh? And oh yeah, we've been talking about, you know, CD Baby, and then, you know, how podcasting and indie music put together is really a good thing, and really, you should go with another, you know, distribution channel, because listen to this. I mean, this is actually how how it sometimes goes in the real world of, you know, the music, the real music industry, the old-fashioned music industry. Listen to this. This is from Reuters in, you know, their offices in London. The music industry has a new scapegoat for its revenue problems: album cover art. A big barcode splashed on the cover of an 80s compilation CD is being mistakenly scanned by retailers instead of the real barcode, giving Tears for Fears and Duran Duran fans a fat discount. Consumers buying Sony BMG's 46-song, 3-disc electric 80s compilation at Tesco, which is a UK retailer, Tesco supermarkets, for example, were only being charged £9.77 instead of the listed price of £14.97, a spokeswoman for the retailer said on Friday. Some stores pulled the CD, and a new version with different with a different cover was rushed out. How dumb is that? At the same time, singer Jack Johnson is... They keep Skyping and IMing me. I'm just going nuts here. Get lost! At the same time, listen to this. Singer Jack Johnson is set to be showing phantom gains in record sales as the cover art barcode sometimes rings up as his new album, In Between Dreams. We became aware of the issue and, like other retailers, withdrew the album on Tuesday morning, the Tesco spokeswoman said. Customers are not out of pocket, and albums with a newly designed cover were delivered on Wednesday and are now back on sale, she said, adding that Tesco would work with suppliers on the issue of money lost as a result of the mistaken discount. I mean, come on, you work at the register of a supermarket, and you can't see that the front of the CD is actually the cover art and not the real barcode. So music retailer HMV Group was aware of the quirky barcode-covered album, but said it has not had any problems and used the screw-up as an opportunity to tout the benefits of being a specialist. Someone would have to be pretty stupid not to recognize that, HMV spokesman Gennaro Castaldo, I think is his name, said. The proper barcodes are always done on the reverse of the CD, he added. All our staff are aware it's covered. Are aware it's the cover artwork, and if fellow retailers and supermarkets are doing that, it just highlights that they're not really music specialists. We have not had any issues. Sony BMG, the producer of the record, said was not available for comments. God, how dumb. Yeah, so, don't ever think of putting a... Actually, I think that's a good idea. Why don't we put a you bring out you, yeah, you produce a CD and put like a Kotex bar or, you know, Rice Krispie cereals barcode on your CD. Don't do that because you're going to be losing a lot of money doing that. So I would not if I were you.
Beware, skinny on the app.
Hey, I want to talk to you one more time about Podcast Con, which is going to be in the UK in September. I actually did a lengthy interview with one of the organizers, Podcast Paul, and I'm just going to replay it for you because I think it's going to be such a great event. So if you've already heard it, skip it, but if you didn't, listen, because this is the one event in Europe in 2005 where you might want to be. Just in case you didn't know, you were listening to Skinny White Boy from the Skinny White Boy cast pod. Not important right now. What is important is the upcoming Podcast Con UK that will be held September 17 in London. And to talk about it with me is Paul Nichols, the organizer, one of the organizers for PodcastCon UK, Paul Nichols from PodcastBall.com. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Hey there, Skin. Great to speak to you, mate.
Well, good to talk to you. Hey, why don't you tell me a little bit about what PodcastCon UK is all about?
Sure. Well, quite easy, really. It's about podcasting. But it's actually about all sorts of media, I would imagine, but not just limited to podcasters, but also to bloggers as well. We've got, as a keynote speaker, the head of strategy for Virgin and new media, head of strategy and new media for Virgin. So the guy's going to come along, and it'd be very interesting to hear a commercial take because, of course, anybody into podcasting simply listens to individuals at the moment. And it's been staggering, actually, Skin, to have the BBC, The Guardian. I had Time magazine the other day phone me. It's just incredible, really, as to the media interest that this has drawn.
Well, that's that's really good. Besides the keynote speakers, what else is going to take place on PodcastCon?
Some of it is probably going to be a bit of a surprise, but there's quite a few things planned. I'm a lawyer, as people may or may not know. And over in the UK, I think an awful lot of people actually are speaking without realising the legalities. And I'm going to talk about libel, about what you should and what you shouldn't be saying. I'm also going to be talking about freedom of speech, and what you can and what you can't say. Because even though there is a freedom of speech over in the UK, there are certain things that you really shouldn't be talking about. By the same token, there's going to be a lot of interest with regard to other podcasters. Probably going to be an open mic, I imagine, for some of the podcasters. There's going to be a feature. We've got one of our podcasters who's a stand-up comedian who's going to be emceeing the whole thing. There's going to be discussions on how to podcast on media, on tech tools, tips. There's just so much going on. In fact, we're actually planning the agenda now. There are four of us, so it's not exactly a blank piece of paper, but it's going to be a really, really good day. And the venue itself is on Oxford Street, which is one of the very busy streets, very famous streets in London, at a four-star hotel with Wi-Fi capabilities. So there should be a stream feed, and the whole event will be podcasted too.
So you were talking about libel and freedom of speech. Does this mean that PodcastCon is going to be a UK-only thing?
No, not at all. Basically, the only reason it's called PodcastCon UK is because it's going to be held in the UK, but it's open to absolutely anybody. I mean, if anybody wants to come across from Fiji or Kansas, say, or certainly over in Europe, great. In fact, when I first perceived this, I actually thought about Europe. But of course, Europe, as we've talked about before, Skin, obviously outside of this conversation now, Europe's a funny place because it's just divided by so many different languages, and it's a shame because it's really quite fragmented in that respect, you know. And the funny thing is, in the UK there is a definite genre of UK podcasts, but I was very interested to see that there's a very active Dutch site as well. I didn't even know about that, but just found out about that very recently, and can see that exactly the same as Britcaster here over in the UK, the Netherlands guys are doing the same thing. And do you know what? Great on them. I think that's a really good idea.
I heard there's also the same things going on in Belgium and I believe in Germany as well. But
Germany, yeah.
Back to the conference. So, podcatchers, are they welcome, or is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, to be honest, everybody's welcome. In fact, it'd be great to get some hecklers and some real sceptics in too so we can bash them. Absolutely anybody. Certainly some pod listeners, this isn't exclusive. This is for absolutely anybody. And in fact, I can tell you there's a good deal of media interest, and I expect that an awful lot of media will be there too. Let me just explain, Skin. This isn't Gnomedex. This isn't, you know, this isn't sort of a well-put-together thing with Adam Curry and Dave Warner attending. I would love to think, by the way, that Dave Warner would attend, because I've got a feeling that he's over in Europe around August, September time, and in fact I'm making pains to see if Dave can come across. He'd be very, very welcome. And, of course, it's just down the road from Adam Curry, so if he wants to come along, great. If he doesn't, well, you know, great too. Doesn't matter.
So to wrap this up real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Because we've been talking for a little bit already. What is it going to cost? Where is it going to be? And
okay, right. Well, it's certainly not going to cost the same that Gnomedex did, because we're not doing it over an extended period, and it's £30, which I think is probably it's probably just a little shy of €50, isn't it? What would that be, about $50 or $60, something
yeah,
like that?
I think
that's
so, yeah.
simply just to cover the cost. It's very, very expensive to hold the conference in London, and we decided, the organisers, that if we do this, we want to do it properly. We're not going to do this in the back of a pub or, you know, somewhere where the wallpaper's peeling off and there's no Wi-Fi. So if we do this, we do it properly, and it's just really to cover the costs. That's all. The funny thing is, we've actually got a sponsor, believe it or not, for next year. I can't tell you who it is, but a very big name, actually. I think that we're right at the start of a curve, in the sense that the media just hasn't caught up with us yet. And this really is catching people by surprise, it really is. So, people who are going to be attending there really are going to be absolute pioneers, and they'll be able to say, I was there at the first one.
So there will be a podcast con number two, I take it.
We've probably already got a sponsor lined up for it, yeah.
Well, good.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
So those 30 pounds, am I going to be able to stuff my belly with giving you that money?
Well, I said to people, look, £30, it's probably 60% of a night out over here in Britain. Everything in Britain costs a lot of money. We're paying $8 a gallon, you know, for our gas.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? That's ridiculous.
No,
isn't it?
Having been in the United States for 7 years, I can no longer believe that. But okay, so one more time, it's going to be September 17th in London. Where exactly in London?
Okay, at the Berners Hotel, Berners Hotel, Oxford Street. Very, very, it's central London. It's about as central as you can possibly get. And it's going to be really, really good fun. And the thing is, the social side is going to be brilliant. The whole day will be completely planned out. There are some more keynote speakers that we're just waiting on. There's one in particular. I would love to tell you who it is, but I can't, I'm afraid, because it hasn't yet confirmed. But yeah, it's going to be really, really good. Very interesting.
So there's going to be a couple of surprises for the people who attend.
Oh, I think so.
Well, good. Hey, Paul, thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure, Skin. Lovely to hear you, mate. Great to hear your podcast, too. I really enjoyed the Dutch guys, by the way, and your podcast. It was your last but one podcast, was it?
It was number 7, I think.
Number 7, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, thank you for your time. I'm going to be do some post-production now and put this online as quick as I can.
Okay, that, lovely.
All right,
great.
Thank you.
Good to speak to you, Skin.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All the best now. Bye.
Welcome to the Internet Radio Experience.
You came to me in the skies of what you had to say. all night. Then drop to the point, so the drone's one dope ride. One dope ride.
Guys, thank you. De La Vega, One Dope Ride. Yeah, this is almost like one of those pictures or word puzzles where you have to like find the words. This is almost like how many music styles are in this one song? No, I love it. Absolutely great band, De La Vega, One Dope Ride. Go check them out at dlvmusic.com or as Adam Curry would say, deltalimavictormusic.com. Well, Adam, I only got one thing to say to that, which is Delta Oscar Romeo Kilo. No, seriously, because, you know, Adam Curry is the guy for the Pod Show Network and now also the PodSave Music Network, which you can find at music.podshow.com. I'm going to have to wrap this up really quick because let me look at the time real quick. Oh, this is by far the longest cast pod I've ever done, so we're going to wrap this up right now. Yeah, I only need to thank a couple of people. Podcast Paul, Paul Nichols from the UK, not just for doing an interview with me, but also for playing quite a lengthy bit of my show on his and plugging me that way. I need to probably thank Adam Curry for putting up the PodSave Music Network. Who else? Oh, and yeah, Derek Sivers from CD Baby for just doing... That's loud, isn't it? For, you know, for having an excellent... giving independent musicians an excellent opportunity to sell their CDs. This was sort of the celebrity podcast, wasn't it? It was American Heartbreak, which is Michael Butler from... yeah, Michael Butler from... Now I can't remember. Oh, come on. Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Thank you very much. Derek Sivers, CD Baby, another celebrity podcast. Paul, another celebrity. And I even mentioned Adam Curry. And now I really need to get going. It's been good talking to you. Hope to see you and hear you all very soon. Email me, castpod@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the website, skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. That's skinnywhiteboy.cast with a K, pod.org. Or just call the voicemail hotline, 206 3500 SWB. Later.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mess and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy Cash Pod.